Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Istanbul, Turkey. Turkey, Iran, and Russia are forming a coalition to go against the United States and Israel. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman will come to this broadcast table in a moment to give us all the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Looks like our old buddy Tayyip Erdogan has decided to call for a joint coalition with the Turks, the Russians, and the Iranians, as they were going to take over the area there in Syria that the United States is pulling out from. What do you know about this?
Well, that's right, Jimmy. This is a development that's been underway for a little while. Erdogan would love to have an alliance with Russia and Iran. He's closer to having an alliance with the Iranians, but nevertheless, he has serious differences with all of them. And one of the major differences is over Syria. Erdogan has, from the get-go, been against Assad. He called for Assad's ouster. He has supported the radical jihadi groups opposing Assad. And now he's hoping to go to Russia to meet with Putin next week. Putin, by the way, has not confirmed that. You know, this is Erdogan trying to insert himself and to increase his stature. And especially, let's not forget it, what he really wants is a green light from Russia to go whack the Kurds. Remember, just this past week, he refused to meet with U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton because Bolton publicly stated that the United States would oppose any Turkish military move into northern Syria, which Erdogan has announced he wants to do, if they attacked America's Kurdish allies. Erdogan has just delivered a blistering attack against Bolton in the Turkish parliament, calling him names and basically threatening him with all kinds of stuff, saying Turkey will go after the Kurds whenever they want to because they're terrorists. They're not Turkey's Kurdish citizens. So, again, this is Erdogan trying to bolster his role, trying to win Russian support. I don't think he's going to succeed.
Ken Timmerman with details behind the coalition being formed by Turkey against the United States and Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. This report by Ken Timmerman once again mentions the players mentioned in Bible prophecy and their plans for going up against the United States and Israel. All the players mentioned, with the exception of the United States, were written about some 2,500 years ago by the ancient Jewish prophets. Actually, that was pre-written history. Those nations mentioned, Syria, Turkey, Russia, Iran, and Israel, are the ones that are major players in the end times. This report of present activities reveal God's plan for the end times, the days in which we are living. As you hear this report, you must understand the urgency of the moment. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...